This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Night the Angels Came by Kathy Glass, read by Danica Fairman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. It's a Cruel World. Kathy, Jill said quietly, I need to ask you something, and you must feel you can say no.
Sure, go ahead, Jill. I'm good at saying no, I returned light-heartedly.
Jill gave a small laugh, but I now realised she sounded subdued, not her usual cheerful self. Jill is my support social worker from Home Finders, the agency I foster for, and we get on very well. Kathy, she continued, we need a foster home for a little boy called Michael. He's just 8. He's been looked after by his father for the last 6 years since his mother died when Michael was just 2. Jill paused, as though steeling herself for something she had to tell me, and I assumed it would be that the child had been badly neglected or abused, or that the father had a new partner and no longer wanted the child. I'd answered the telephone in the sitting room, and I now sat on the sofa, ready to hear the details of the little boy's suffering, which would still shock me, even after hearing many similar stories in the 9 years I'd been fostering. However, what Jill told me...